Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday midweek Bible study, prayer line, sorry. We are so grateful you joined us today. We are thankful to the Most High God for his mighty love, his mighty acts. You know he does great acts in the world, all throughout the world. Yeah. So I thank God for who he is. He's great, and he is greatly to be praised. We thank God for you. We thank God for your family. And it's a great day to praise the Lord. Now, that's just not today. That's every day, every day. So I thank God for all that he's doing on our behalf. He's done great. When I tell you great things, he's done great and mighty things in the earth realm. He is such a great God. You know the one that's put the stars, the moon, the sun. You know the one who created you, who blew his very breath in you, and he keeps his breath in you every day. That one, that's the one I'm talking about, the great Lord God Almighty. Nothing is impossible. I know we try to limit it. We say, Lord, you know, I got this whatever, and you know, the doctors and this and that. You know, we go, how many times a day do we call on Dr. Jesus? But how many times a month or a week do we call our medical doctors? Dr. Jesus is the healer. The medical doctors are limited in their knowledge and understanding of the human body, but Dr. Jesus, 24/7, he's available, and he's a painkiller. Ain't the Tylenol, the aspirin. So the prescription, it is Dr. Jesus, the healer, Jehovah Rapha. Oh, my God. We serve a God who is a provider. He's a healer. He is a restorer. He is a peacemaker. What do you need? What do you need? Call him up. Call him up. Try him today. Try Jesus. Don't try, you know, this med and that med. Try Jesus. Have you heard the song? Try Jesus. Yep. Every time you try, it works. You know, Matthew 19:14 says, Jesus loves the children. And guess what? He wants the children to come to him. Yeah. I know they come to see us, but he wants us to bring them to him. Not just put them on the bench every Sunday with a, you know, one of those gadgets in front of them. No. He wants the word that's going forth to go down in them. If they got a gadget in front of them, that's a distraction. It's keeping them from getting the word. I don't care if they're 2 weeks old, 2 months, 2 years, 22, 42, 52. I don't care. He is the one. He wants us to bring the children to him. He said, listen, don't get in the way. Get out the way. Get out the way. Don't get in the way bringing them gadgets to church. No, that's in the way. That's not bringing them to Jesus. That's bringing them to a gadget. So the gadget is a distraction. But we got to bring the children to Jesus. We got to bring them. He said, don't stop them. When you bring them, don't bring the gadget because that's stopping them from coming to Jesus. You're in the way. Get out the way. Does your child know who God is? The Almighty God, you sir, does your child know? Does your grandchild know who you serve? Does your great-great-grandchildren know who you serve? Do they know the God that you serve? What do they think about God? What do they know about God? What do they know? What do they know about the God you serve? What do they think about him? You know, Deuteronomy 6 says, teach the children. Now, this is talking to parents, but it can apply to grandparents and great-grandparents. It says, teach the children when they get up in the morning, in the afternoon. What you got to teach them? Yeah, to memorize the scripture. Genesis 1:1. Oh, children love to memorize. They memorize the tune to a whole song. So you know they can memorize. They can memorize Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and you can't trick them either. You can tell them, Genesis 1:1 says, truly God loves you, and they go like, no, it says, in the beginning. Now, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, you can teach them that too. Children, obey your parents, your grandparents, your those people who you know, who you go to school, those teachers that teach you, obey them. They have ruling authority over the children. Don't take the children's word when they come up and say, my teacher hit me. Don't take the children. Say, listen, I am going to go up there and find out what's going on. So go. Go intelligently. Don't go up there with the bat. I'm talking about the, you know, the a bat, you know, a bolo bat, a baseball bat. No. Calm yourself down and go up there like an intelligent human being and say, you know, to the principal, I'd like to make an appointment with you and the teacher. My child said the teacher hit her. And get to the truth. Children have their point of view, but it doesn't match our point of view. So let your children remember. They memorize ABCs. So, you know, last week we talked about teaching children. Today we're going to talk about training children. Yeah, Proverbs 22:6, it says train the children. Train up a child in the way they should go. Now, what way should they go? Should they go the devil way? You put those gadgets in front of them, that's the way they're going to go, the devil way. Because they're going to start telling you all these cuss words they hear on there. I know you think you censoring this and that and the other, but it's still getting in their spirit. You can't censor subliminal messages. Subliminal messages is getting down in their spirit. I'm talking about those messages at a decibel you can't even hear them yourself. So it's telling your children all kind of evil, wicked things. You don't have to listen to your mom. You wonder why they're rebellious at 6 years old, why they're looking at you cross-eyed at 7 years old, because those gadgets. That's what it is. And because you're not training them. You got to train them to the belt too. He said, if you beat them with the rod, it won't kill them. It'll keep that flesh under control. So when they, you know, get eye level with you, they won't rise up in your household and try to take over. So I'm telling you what the word of God says. You got to follow it yourself. The word of God says, train them up. Train up children the way they should go, and when they are old, they won't ever depart from it. You know, you may go the boogie-woogie, you know, when you were younger, but I tell you, that word that's training you, you're going to drop that. You're going to get to the church house. You're going to get the praise of God. You're going to get the calling on his name, because he's going to make sure you got your brand. He got his mark on you. Yeah, that light is on you. Even when you go down the street, people see that light. They go like, uh-oh, that man got light on him. That woman got light on her. They know already who you are before you come. God just showed it to them. So you can't run and you can't hide nowhere. So train up the children God's way. First, as parents, we as parents must receive instructions from God on how to teach the children the way they need to go. We got to teach them the way God wanted him to go. Which way he wanted him to go? His way. And if you don't know, you got to get in the word. Okay, so you got to get in the word and train them. When your children see you or your grandchildren see you, you know, do they hear you pray? Do they hear you pray? Oh, come on now. Or do you pray in secret when they go to sleep? No, let them hear you pray. Even if you're just praying over the food, even if you're praying in the car, pray. Let your children, your grandchildren hear you pray. As a woman of God who comes on here weekly, Sister Julia, oh my God, she get in the car and her great-grandchildren, they learn to pray. They heard her praying and they know how to pray. So does your children hear you pray? How they gonna learn to pray if they don't know, hear you praying? They gotta learn to pray. Then, when they see you reading, are you reading the Bible? Are you reading some, you know, magazine on how to do your nails and your hair? Or when you do a video, is the video on something about God? Is it something about, you know, how to do this and how to do that? Other little things. You know what I'm talking about. When they see you reading the Bible, you can teach them. The Bible is the basic instructions before leaving the earth. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. You can teach them God's word. You can sing the song, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. You can also teach them this. The Bible, I love the Bible. It is God's word. I will read it, I will read it. It is God's word. I will study it, I will study it. It is God's word. The Bible, I love the Bible. It is God's word. I will obey it, I will. You know, many people read the word. They read it every day. They've been reading it since they were children. But do they study it? Pick it up. They read the 23rd Psalm, 91st Psalm, Psalm 35, Psalm 37. But do they study the word? So you got to read the word, study the word, and then next you got to apply it to your everyday life. You've been cussing? Oh, apply it to your tongue where it says, watch what come out of your tongue. Oh, that slipped, but it must have been up there in the brain somewhere, right? Come on, you can't fool children now. They know. So when they see you bless the food before you eat it, and teach them to bless the food. Teach them what to say. Thanking God for providing healthy food for your family. Thanking God for providing healthy food for other families, too. Don't just think about your family. Teach them how to pray. And then when you take them to the house of God to praise and worship, please teach them to do the same thing. When you stand up, get them stand up. Those kids who come and their parents, you know, some other, they sit with me. Come on, baby, we standing up. I don't care. Your legs don't hurt when you sitting at the computer or on your iPad. Stand up. You need to stand up. You sit down too much. Sit down all day in school. Stand up. It's worship time. Put them hands up. Two-year-olds can do it. You see them two-year-olds, you don't even have to tell a two-year-old. They just walk around, even if they look, they love diapers, they just hold it. They know how to praise God. And then, but two, you don't even have to tell them, stand up, baby, so you can know. They automatically know how to praise God. They know. So I'm going to tell you, please, I beg of you, I beseech you, do not take electronic gadgets to the church house. Put it in the car. Leave it in the car. Lock it up in the car. Don't take it in the church. No, no, it's a distraction. And sometimes they have that sound loud. No, you're ruining their little eyes. You're going to be putting them glasses on them before they're 5 years old. You're ruining their little ears. They always got loud. No, please, leave the electronic gadgets in the car. Don't take them to church. They're not babysitters. We said taught us. We didn't know how to sit still. They taught us. Sometimes they take a little switch. You better be still. And they meant it. They weren't playing with us. We were still in church. We knew how to behave in church. So unless your children, your grandchildren, they ain't going to know unless you tell them. Be still. Hey, shh, quiet. You could quiet down the three-month-old. Put your hand over their lip and over your lip. They understand sign language. They understand be quiet. You don't have to go, shh, disturbing the sermon. No. Put your hand over your lip and then point to their little lip. They understand. They understand when you don't. They know two languages, baby language and adult language. They learned it in the womb. You don't even know baby language yet, but you got to learn it. I love y'all so much. So, may I recommend as a good example that you too shut your cell phone off when you go to church. Mary Sue going to call you? Sam Joe going to call? Oh, no. Put it on off. Say, look, I don't talk during church. This is an emergency. Call 911 Jesus. Call 911 Jesus. Don't be answering your cell phone in church. No. You ain't on call. Yeah, you on call to the master, Jesus. You on call to him, but you ain't on call to your friends. They can wait. Even your family got an emergency, teach them. Baby, your phone can dial 911. I'm serving the Lord, and I don't want to be disturbed. Let them know. They won't call you during church. They'll call somebody else. It ain't no emergency. They're taking you away from the service. From what God got a word for you when you go to church. He wants you to hear it. So I recommend turn your cell phone off, and if you can't just deal with, leave it in the car. Leave it in the car. You know what the fruit of the Spirit? Temperance, self-control. If your children see you have self-control, that's how they're going to learn. So this will show them, you know, that God come first in your life. You say, oh, I love the Lord. Yeah, but when they call you on the phone, you walking outside in the foyer, you answer the phone. What is that? No. I apologize. It clicked me off. The devil was mad, but that's okay. We're still on. We're still on. All right. Can y'all hear me now? Somebody speak to me.
Hello?
Yes,
I can hear.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. I apologize. I just clicked off. I wasn't even touching it. So thank you all for being patient with me. Just clicked off. All right. So we are talking about, I was telling you all about how not to receive calls in church. Emergency calls, they know how to handle them, you know. Teach your family how to handle emergencies. Say, look here, I am listening to the message, and I don't want to be disturbed when I'm in church. Now, if you got an emergency, dial 911. I'm not your emergency go-to. Call 911 Jesus. He'll help you. That's your distraction. That's the devil say, call her, call him, disturb them. You don't want to hear that when you're in church. It can wait. It can wait. So let it wait. So after we hear God's voice, you know, God speaks to us and he speaks to the children. I'm telling you, God speaks to children and he's speaking to us. After you hear his voice, then we got to obey what he tells us. When he speaks, obey. Don't act like you didn't hear it. Say, you know, something didn't tell you. If the devil told you something, that's something. But if it's God, acknowledge that it's God. Not something told you, God tell you. So after he tell you, you know, something, just obey what he tell you. You know, Hannah's son in the Bible, he heard effectual fervent prayers. I mean, his mother prayed effectual fervent prayers. And she went to the temple every day and prayed. She prayed for a man child. And God granted her request. Eli, Prophet Eli, he thought she was drunk. She wasn't drunk. No, she was not drunk. She wanted a man child, a specific request. So that tells us we can do specific requests before God. We can say, Lord, I desire this. Okay, so he says, delight yourself in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in me. Not delight yourself in Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is you distract. Delight yourself in me. Now, I'm putting all phones, and I'm going to be asking who wants to pray shortly. But in the meantime, it is time for me to pray for our children. So we got to train them up in the way that they should go so they can also begin to hear God's voice. And you listen, oh, Mama, something told me that. Grandma, something said something to me. They looking all around, ain't nobody there. Is God speaking to them? So you train them how to hear God's voice, like Eli trained Samuel how to hear God's voice. Give your child back to God, just like Hannah did. Now, you don't have to take them to the church and drop them off, but you could take them to Sunday school. You could teach them every day. Give them a scripture to memorize. It's always, they need it. The word need to be written on the tables of our children's hearts so they won't sin against you. They won't sin against God. We want our children to live good lives. We want them to have a good life every day, not be troubled or in trouble. No. So, Father God, You said that we're to pray effectual, fervent prayers. I lift up baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Devin, baby Carmelo, baby Nova, and I thank you for what you're doing and what you've done in those children's lives. You have kept them alive. Many of them have undergone surgery after surgery. Many of these babies have undergone cancer, but you are a miraculous God, and you have performed miracles in their lives. And so I'm grateful that I can even say Abba Father on their behalf. So we thank you for the children, Lord God. We thank you.
Thank you for Adelie and Trazee.
and their father, their mother, their grandmother. I thank you that they're training them up in the way they should go. They are supporting them, oh, my God, 100% in the things of God. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for all you're doing for them. And, Lord, I thank you so much for Johanna. I thank you for her mom, Jana, who's training her up in the way that they should go. Continually bless the family, meet every need. I thank you for parents and grandparents. I thank you for all you're doing for the children, Lord God. You're doing amazing things in our children. And we say thank you and praise God in the name of Jesus. Well, we have some little sad news. Unfortunately, Sister Julia, who usually bring on Joe every week, she has been in the hospital. She had a stroke. I believe that she may be listening right now. But anyway, we thank God for her. Sister Julia, are you on right now? All right. She may be on, but Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Sister Julia, your daughter, who has been attacked in her body. But we thank you for healing every part of her body, her left side, her right side, her speech, in every area of her body. We decree and declare that she will come back 100%, even better than before she had the stroke. So touch her body completely. She's healed by your stripes. You said, beloved above all, Julia, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers, in the name of Jesus. So it is time to pray. Somebody has your phone off mute that's got stuff going on in the background. I don't know if you cooking, cleaning, you know, washing pots, but if you don't mind, could you do us a favor and put your phone on mute? Now, I want to ask those who want to pray for the children, I'm going to unmute your phone, and if you want to pray for the children, I'm going to ask you to give your name one at a time. All right, let's begin now. I got Vivian already.
Sister Lainey.
Okay, Sister Lainey.
Sister Dana. Marion.
Marion, and I missed the other, Sister Marion. Who's the other one?
Jana.
Jana,
Mother
okay.
Stokes.
Mother Stokes.
Mother Stokes,
thank you.
And Mother Stokes brought on Sister Coretta, Prophet.
I got
Prophet Deborah. For the first time, she's bringing on her little 10-year-old son. I don't know if she make it, but I gave her the number. She said she's going to try to get in.
Okay. I don't know if she's on or not, but she'll let me know because I have all the phones unmuted. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mother Stokes. All right. Who would like to pray? We got a lot of joy. Please.
And
Evangelist Gwen.
Okay, thank you, Evangelist Gwen.
And
okay. Annette, I got you. Anyone else want to pray for the children? All right. Okay. We got you down. We thank God for you all today. Now, if those who are not praying, really, I'm going to ask everybody to mute your phone. And then when I call on you, I'm going to give scriptures to you one at a time. So you need your Bible, a pen, and paper. So whenever you come on the line and you are preparing to pray, please bring your Bible, pen, and paper. All right? I appreciate you all. Oh, my God. I'm asking the Lord to give you all special blessings. Yep, special blessings because, you know, everybody is busy today. So when you take time out to pray for the children, I'm asking the Lord for special blessings for you. Yep, so I appreciate you all. Okay, now, Mother Stokes named the lady that was on that I'm not familiar with. Are you on, Sister Deborah, Prophetess Deborah, Evangelist Deborah? Okay. She may not have come on. But anyway, thank you all so much for muting your phones. So I'm going to start with Sister Vivian, and I'm going to give you the first scripture to pray for the children and the prayer target. So if you do not get it, please ask me to repeat it, and I'll do so. Because you know how the phones are, they go in and out, and if someone else's phone is not muted, you get half of it or whatever. So please mute your phones, and then I'm going to call Vivian first, and then Sister Laney, Sister Marion, Sister Jana, Mother Stokes, Sister Annette, Evangelist Gwen. Now, I'll repeat your name again, so don't worry. I went kind of fast. So, Vivian, I'm going to call on you for the first scripture. It's Proverbs 22:6. Proverbs 22:6. So you're going to read your scripture first, and then you're going to pray for the children of the world according to that scripture. All right? So your prayer target is pray for godly parents to obey God and take time to train their children God's way. Proverbs 22:6, read the scripture. The target, pray for godly parents to obey God and take time to train their children God's way. All right, you need me to repeat it, Sister Vivian? Oops, somebody dropped. Sister Vivian, are you there? She may be on mute, but I saw her number.
Yes, ma'am. I was on mute. I'm sorry. No, ma'am.
Next person, Sister Laney. Your scripture is Deuteronomy 6:7. Deuteronomy 6:7. If you get dropped off, just call back in, please, if that's what you desire to do. Deuteronomy 6:7. And your prayer target, Sister Laney, is pray for parents to diligently teach their children. Diligently teach their children. All right. Need to read it again?
Ma'am, I have it.
Okay, thank you.
I have it.
The next one is Sister Marion. Marion, your scripture is Ephesians 6:4. Ephesians 6:4. And your prayer target is pray for God to godly parents. I'm sorry. Pray for God to teach parents to nurture their children. Pray for God to teach parents how to nurture their children. You need me to repeat it, Sister Marion?
I have it.
Okay, thank you. All right, next is Jana. Sister Jana, your scripture is pray for parents to control their children. Pray for parents to control their children. All right. Let me see. Mother Stokes, your scripture is Titus 2:4. Titus 2:4. Pray for parents to be taught how to love their children. Pray for parents to be taught how to love their children. Scripture, Titus 2:4. You need me to repeat it, Mother Stokes?
Sorry, I was on mute. Titus 2:4.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I'm going back on
the
mute
next.
Now.
Okay, babe. The script next person is Sister Annette. Your scripture, Sister Annette. Proverbs 13:24. Your prayer target is pray for parents to correct their children the way that God wants them corrected. The way that God wants them corrected.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you got it?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Evangelist Gwen. Bernardo, your scripture is Deuteronomy 4:9. 4:9.
Minister, yes? I'm actually driving as I'm listening in. I don't know if that preempts me from praying or not, but Jakala and I are actually on our way home right now.
Okay. What
but
I
can pray, but I just can't.
No, no.
You know, I won't
listen
be able to look
me.
Up the scripture.
Okay, so listen to me. When it's your turn to pray, I will read your scripture and you pray. Now, the prayer target, even if you need me, repeat it again, is pray for children who will receive and pray that children will receive instructions from their parents, their grandparents, their teachers, et cetera. All right?
Okay.
So I will.
Thank you.
And okay, thank you. No problem.
All right.
All right, we're going to start. Anybody need me to repeat anything before we start? So here's the order. We got Sister Vivian, Sister Lance, Sister Mary, Sister Jana, Mother Stokes, Nett, and Evangelist Gwen. I'll remind you, though. All right, Sister Vivian, you can start.
Praise the Lord. My scripture reading is coming from Proverbs 22:6, and it reads as thus, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Father God, we, oh God, come before you, Lord, this afternoon, God, submitting ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us as parents, oh God. Father God, help us, oh God, Father God, in every way. God, you have taught us in Proverbs, because many times in Proverbs, God, you have called us and called the children, oh God, and you have said, my son, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, oh God, that, oh God, parent will train up their children in a godly way, God. Oh God, they will decide to have in their hearts a godly way to train their children up. So God, they'll look forward, oh God, to the way that they have trained them because they have been parent obedient to your word, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, as we train them and nurture them and put a fence around them and Lord, build them up and cause them to have faith, oh God, in you and not in us, oh God, because we are flesh, but, in, oh God, in you, Father God, that they will not desire the wrong way but the right way, God. And we thank you, Father, for a godly parent, oh God, that's willing to train, oh God, that knows and wants to know how to train up their children, God, in a godly way, God. And we pray that no child, as they are being trained, will depart from the faith, oh God, that they will keep the faith the way they have been trained, oh God. And, oh God, they will walk upright and others will desire to follow. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Laney.
Yes, ma'am. Deuteronomy 6:7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Father, we thank you that you have given your word. You have given us an example of what you desire. Your word is clear. We pray, God, for parents to desire to grow. My sister just prayed for parents to be to help to be trainers of their children. And then this scripture say to be diligent in it, which means to be consistent, to not allow them to be not continual in their instructions for the children. In Jesus' name. Oh God, we pray that it would be in their hearts to want to please you. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you can guide them that they can understand to be consistent when they talk, when they sit in the house, and when they walk, when they lie down, and when they rise up. Whenever they are moving about, whenever they are conscious of their cognition. They can think about, God, I need you to bless my child, bless my children. Let the prayer constantly be on their spirit, on their minds, and on their hearts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are a great teacher, a great God, and you can give them the power to remember because of their heart. They desire it. So, God, we pray for the desire of the parents to want to train their children in a way that you have outlined, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their consistency. We pray for their love for you and their love for their children. God, let them be motivated by love, because you said in your word that faith operates by love. And, Father, if we do it in love, then we know it's covered by your grace and your mercy. We thank you for grace, mercy, and favor in this process. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you. When the enemy comes to try to take their mind away from their responsibility to be a responsible parent, I pray Holy Spirit will intervene and call them back to an act of obedience in their training. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Samarian, you're next.
Okay, my scripture is Ephesians 6 and 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Heavenly Father, I bring all the parents of all of our children before you right now, Lord God. I'm praying that you teach them to be holy, godly parents. I pray right now that you don't let them provoke any children by cursing at them, by using profanity, by telling them that they're no good, that nobody loves them. Do not let the parents provoke them, but let them nurture the children. Lift them up. Tell them godly things, that God loves them and that they love them. Read the Bible to them. Let them learn of your word. Teach them how to pray and how to walk and live a godly life. Don't drink alcohol. Do drugs. Smoke cigarettes around them. Don't do things that are sinful, because the kids are going to emulate and copy whatever they see their parents do. So I'm praying that you teach the parents to be godly parents, to raise their children in a godly manner, where their children will grow up to obey them and they will walk in the light of God. Teach them right now, Lord God, that Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the truth, the life, and the only way. And I'm praying that you instill that, Lord God, in these young parents. Let them bring their children to God. Let them teach their children to know the word of God. Let them teach their children how to read the Bible, to understand the scriptures, to read the scripture every day, and to learn God's word. Let them know how to act when they come to church. Teach them, nurture them, that they are supposed to behave a certain way when they're in the house of the Lord. Train the parents, Lord God, so they can train the children. Right now, Lord God, I'm praying for all parents, and I'm praying for all children, that the parents, that you would nurture their parents to lead them in a godly manner. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Jana, your turn.
Scripture coming from 1 Timothy 3 and 4. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. Lord Jesus, I come to you today, Heavenly Father, to pray over the parents that are rearing the children, Lord, that you placed in their lives, Heavenly Father. Parents that are supposed to be guardians, protectors under you, Lord Jesus, for these children. Heavenly Father, I just ask that in the home, the role model, the head of the house, that they are able to control their children, Heavenly Father, and show them the way that they should go, Heavenly Father, and explain to them of the commandments, explain to them that we are supposed to do as Jesus did when he was on this earth, Lord Jesus, that the Bible instructs us how to be, Lord, to let them let their little light shine, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, the parents need to know what to do. Let them dig so far into your word that their children see that. Let the children see their parents' light shine, Heavenly Father, because leading by example, that is how you're going to get the respect of your children. That's how you're going to get the respect of your children's friends who are in their life, because you want them to see that as well, know who to hang with. And that's the control that they need. They need to respect the home. They need to respect their parents, Lord Jesus. And the parents have to respect them as well, Lord, so they can see, hey, my parents are the ones that I want to follow. And Heavenly Father, let them show their children through prayer, Heavenly Father, through their actions, taking them to church, even explaining the Bible to them to the children themselves, Heavenly Father, so the children know my father or my mother knows this, so I can trust them. I can listen to them. I know I don't want to stay up past my bedtime for the younger ones. And then for the older ones, I know I don't want to sneak out of the house. I know I don't want to try this because my parents don't try this. They have taught me well. And Lord Jesus, I just ask that you keep that. You keep the rules and allow the parents to give rules, Heavenly Father, in the home. And these rules are not rules that can't be managed, but reasonable, manageable rules to the children so they can set up that structure that children need. And the children are going to respect that. They are going to respect that and allow the parents to be consistent. Because consistency, they also notice that, Heavenly Father, those children. Because if the parent is wishy-washy, they know they could get over. But if that parent is consistent with what they say, how they think, what they do, Heavenly Father, them children know they mean business, Lord. And that's what we want. That's what we need in this world today. Because you can tell, Lord Jesus, you can tell. These children don't have structure in the home. You could tell that the parents don't tell them to respect them. They just treat them like another person on the street, and that's what I rebuke out of those homes, Heavenly Father. The children need to know that their parents is telling them things for their own good, for the better, so they can be better humans out in the world, so they can know that when they go out, that they represent our Heavenly Father, you, Lord Jesus, and we have to represent you good and well, Lord. And in Jesus' name, I pray this over every household. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Mother Stokes.
Amen. Amen. My scripture is Titus 2 and 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord, interceding for the young women, the husbands, and the children, Lord. We ask you, Father, to enable them to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. Lord, to teach them how to love the young women, to love their husbands, and the husbands to love their wives, oh God. Father, and love their children. Show love in the home, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, don't let them see them doing sinful things, Lord, that's not of you, God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that the husbands and the wives will love each other as Christ loved the church. God, we just want to thank you this afternoon for our children. Don't let the parents, don't let the young women and the husbands curse their children, Lord God. Tell them that they no good, oh Father. You never will be nothing, Lord. Let them show them love. Don't let them to speak horrible to them. Let them speak with compassion and love and show the children that their husband and wife love each other, mom and daddy love each other, and so we love each other. And we love our parents. Teach them to love the parents. Teach the children to be obedient. They tell them to wash dishes. Go and wash the dishes and don't talk back to the parents. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want the children to listen at their parents, God, and whatever the parents do, When the parents tell them to go and do their chores in the house, make up their bed, oh God. No talking back. Father, you know we weren't raised like that. You just get up and you do it. Father, and teach them not to get into trouble. They see something is not right as the parents have taught them when they're out in the street, going to school, whatever those children are doing, that's not of you. Don't let our children, Lord, do that. They keep it in their heart. They walk away, Father, in the name of Jesus. And there is a lot of bullies in the school. Father, in the name of Jesus, teach the children to get away from those bullies or let the teacher know what's happening, Father, and let them know that this child is bullying them and they don't want to get in no trouble. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, and those young women and men who have told me that they did not have the teaching in their home. Lord, I see it every day. Something is on. When I go to the grocery store, parents cursing at their children and the children falling out crying. Lord, please, it hurts my heart, God. So, Lord, I thank you that you were concerned about what we are concerned about. And, God, you're going to take control of these young women and young men who don't love their children and turn the hearts of them, or turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children's hearts to the father and mother, Lord. I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Stokes. All right, Sister Annette.
Yes, and my scripture is Proverbs 13:24, and it says, he who spares the rod, this is the NIV, he who spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is careful to discipline him. My prayer target is that parents correct children the way God wants them to be corrected. And so, Father God, as we read the scripture, it says that if you love your children, then you are careful to discipline them. And so, God, we pray that as they discipline the children, Lord God, setting boundaries on them, setting up rules for them to obey, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as they do those things, that they would do it with compassion, mercy, grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and kindness. You know, you said with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And so, Father, we pray that the parents would correct them with love, Lord God, as well, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would help the parents to seize every opportunity, Father, because you said that it's a teaching process constantly. And, Father, that in every situation, every opportunity, that they would seize that time to try to teach the children the way that they should go in the name of Jesus. Father, as we pray for them, we pray that, first of all, that the parents are saved so that they would know about you, Lord God, and that they have a personal relationship with you in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you give them wisdom because you said, if any man like wisdom, let them ask and you give it liberally. So we pray that you give the parents wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, of what to do and what to say. Father, let us use the scripture. Let us be slow to anger, quick to listen. And that scripture, Lord God, Father, sometimes parents underestimate children and they don't listen to them and they sometimes discourage them. But God, we pray that the parents would be sensitive to hear the children and then to make a decision. Don't just cut them off and be abrupt and just say, shut up. But God, that they would listen and then they would try to teach them in that situation in the name of Jesus, that they would encourage the children, Father, not just do what I say, but do it in a loving way, Lord God. Father, that resentment, anger, and bitterness would not rise up in the children, God. So we just pray that you would bless the parents to have wisdom and knowledge and understanding, discernment, and revelation, Lord God, of what to do and how to do it in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, that love has a multitude of sins. But even in that love, we know that we're trying to train the children up so that they can live and have life more abundantly, Lord God, that they would not become a prey to the enemy who is out to steal, kill, and destroy, but, Father, that they would save them, oh God, by teaching them discipline, Father, that they would be able to live and be successful, that they would be able to have abundant life, and, Father, that they would remember their Creator in their youth. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, Evangelist Glenn, are you there? I want to read the scripture. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
Amen.
You want me to read the target?
Yes, ma'am. Read the target again, please.
Pray for children. Pray for children will receive instructions from their parents, their teachers, those who have rule and authority over them.
Thank you so much. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus to give thanks to you, Lord. We're thanking you, oh God, for the ministry that you have given unto Minister Caritha Gatlin, dear God. And we thank you, Father, that Pastor Vivian Collins is sharing right along with her in this ministry, and for all those who are being steadfast and unmovable as far as undergirding these women of God, and in particular Minister Caritha with the vision that God has given her for the children. Lord God, we just pray for children that would have a mindset, Lord God, to receive the word of God, to receive that which is righteousness, the wisdom of those who have charge over them, beginning with their parents and then their teachers and all that have been assigned for the establishment of their growth, their spiritual growth, their mental growth, and even their physical growth, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for children that would have a heart to not only receive the wisdom of God for those who are in leadership over them, those who are have been appointed, are either parents who are biologically responsible for them, that their hearts would receive your word and not allow social media, not allow their friends, who even those who they think are their friends, or what they see in this world to overtake righteousness that's being taught unto them. We pray, oh God, for parents, as my sister said earlier, that are living the example of what the children should hear and receive. We pray, oh God, that you open up their hearts to what is righteous so that they would know how to live according to the plan of God. And in living according to the plan of God, then they can teach their children what God's plan is. And their children's hearts would not be so hardened when they are receiving that which is righteous, whether it be from a parent, a teacher, a pastor, a mentor, or whomever God has assigned in their lives to lead them up in the righteous way and the things of God. And Lord God, we thank you that no weapon formed against their minds shall prosper. No weapons formed against the minds of the parents shall prosper, Lord God. Father, let all of us as parents and grandparents, let us walk in a mindset of spiritual growth, not believing that we know everything, but that we are searching for that which is righteous, to know how to live righteously before our children and our grandchildren, that the grandchildren and children will see what righteous living is all about according as unto the Lord. And they will adopt those ways. And they will realize that receiving and living that which is righteous will cause them to have a blessed life and not a cursed life. And Father, we just give your name the praise. We give your name honor and we give your name glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, it's almost closing time. And Sister Julia came on. We prayed for you earlier, but Sister Nett, Sister Julia is in the nursing home. I mean, are you in the hospital or nursing home facility or recuperating? Rehab.
Yes, in the room.
All right. We're so glad you joined us, Sister Annette. Can you pray for her? You want to say a little something before she prays for you?
Well, the doctor came in about 5:30 and he said I can go home next week, next Wednesday, that I'm doing good. I have recuperated, can lift my arms and my legs and everything going back normally. It's a miracle. Thank God for that. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in your prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for what we heard, Lord God. We thank you on behalf of Sister Julia, Lord God. We just thank you for the great report that we heard, Lord God, that miracles are being wrought in her life even as we speak. And we know that you are a miracle worker. And God, we pray that you restore her, as Sister G earlier said, that restoration would be complete, Father, back to where she was and above, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your blood covering her. We thank you, Lord God, for doctors and therapists that have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, to minister to her exact needs. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. And we pray, oh, God, that you would loose labors across her path even there to keep her encouraged, Lord God. Thank you for keeping her mind stayed and fixed on you to keep her in perfect peace because she trusts you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that her heart is fixed, trusting in you, that she is not afraid of evil tidings, Lord God. We just thank you. And, Lord God, we pray, oh, God, that you are the God that healeth her. And, God, we just pray that it spring forth from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that you're restoring her restoration. Oh, Rabba Shay, Eko, Robo Sunday, Robo Shay, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, everything that the devil meant for evil, we pray that you turn it around for good in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that as she is healing, Lord God, that you'll give her even more power, Father, the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, Father, that it would be like fire shut up in her bones, that it will not leave alone. And, Father, that she'll come forth like pure gold. Oh, Rababa Sheke Ishande Robo She. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are the great healer, the great redeemer, that you redeemed her life from destruction, that you are crowning her with loving kindness and tender mercies, and that you are the great rescuer, and God, that you are rescuing her from this situation, Father. Thank you that no weapon formed against her will prosper. That is the heritage of the righteous. Thank you for your blood, Lord God. Continue to cover her. And, oh, God, we pray that you comfort and strengthen her and her family in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. And, Father, let it prevail. In Jesus' name we pray, and we do give you thanks. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to take about three prayer requests. Could you state your name, and we'll have someone pray for you.
This is Evangelist
Hannah.
Gwen. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, friend.
Wait. I have a really bad headache as I'm approaching home about, I say I'm about another 10 to 12 miles before I get home, and it's a real bad sinus headache, and I'm experiencing. And I also want to pray for healing and deliverance within my family, healing, total healing and total deliverance within my
family.
Amen. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Sister Lanny, can you pray a quick prayer for what she just asked for, Sister Lanny?
Yes, ma'am. What is our sister's name again?
Gwen, Evangelist Gwen.
Evangelist Gwen, yes. Hallelujah. So love you, God. So appreciate you being our Father. Such a privilege to call you Father. Such a privilege to know that you are sovereign, God. You are totally in control, and you are totally in charge. And we know, Father, a mother's love and a grandmother's love and a woman who loves much like you love. And when we do, sometimes it wears on our heart in a unique way. I pray for my sister right now, right now, Evangelist Gwen right now, just that she will rest in you concerning all those things that may have contributed to the headache, in Jesus' name. Whether it be the affairs of the day, thinking about what's ahead, church, job, or whatever is related, we speak to that issue now in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of infirmity that attacks itself, that causes the headache. We pray, God, that you will give her relief in Jesus' name. Just as Jesus said, it is finished at Calvary. That headache was covered there by the blood of Jesus. So we speak. You said you sent your word and healed them. You said that we are healed by the word of our, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And our testimony today is that you heal. Our word today, we speak that if you said it, we can say it. Heal, Father, in Jesus' name. Your will, your way, and your word be established in her body right now. And as you deal with the headaches and anything else that was a cause or contributor to the anxiety that she feels, God, I come against it in Jesus' name. Every assault of the enemy is canceled. In Jesus' name, it falls to the ground and die right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, rise up in a power and authority. Glory, hallelujah, God. You said that Christ is in us, the hope of glory, and it's faith and the things hoped for, but we can't see it yet, but we speak it in Jesus' name. Let it be manifested. Let her testimony be that you healed her. Let it be done, Father, in Jesus' name, according to your will, your way, and your word. That's your purpose, Father, that we honor your word. So bless her now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Call her to just be strengthened and encouraged in the inner man and all of the outer areas, the heart, soul, mind, and body cooperates.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are the power. You are the glory. And we release our sister to your care, the best care that she could ever have. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. All right. It was someone that was speaking right at the same time, Evangelist Gwen. Could we have your name and your prayer request?
Jana,
okay.
Okay, so I'm looking for a new job, and and also just pray for my family. We're grieving right now. My cousin was found murdered Saturday. And just pray for Johanna in general. She's so bright, and she's just, I just want her to continue. And I just want to, just that.
Okay. Thank you. Sister Marion, can you pray over her prayer request?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I bring her before you right now, Lord God. First of all, Lord God, I pray that you help her to get the job that you will appoint for her to have, Lord God, a job that would not undermine her Christian values or morals right now, Lord God. I pray that you give her a job that she can prosper in, a job that she can advance in right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for her family right now, Lord God, as they are grieving right now, Lord God, over the loss of the family members right now, Lord God. I pray that you strengthen them on every side right now, Lord God, and just let them know that you are going to take care and protect their loved ones that was taken, snatched away from them so violently, Lord God. I pray that you just let them know, Lord God, that you are with them. Strengthen them on every side right now, Lord God. I pray for her and her children right now, Lord God. I pray that her children continue to enjoy learning, continue to prosper in their schoolwork, continue to want to learn more about the Lord and about God, continue to walk down the right path right now, Lord God. So continue to build up her as a parent, that she can lead her children down the path of righteousness to obey God. Right now, Lord God, I just pray all these blessings over my sister right now, Lord God, and her family right now, Lord God. And I thank you right now in advance right now. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mother Stokes, are you still there?
Hey, man, I'm in the grocery store.
Oh, okay, I got you. Don't worry about it. You put your phone back on mute. Vivian,
okay.
Can you pray over the people that were interceding today? Vivian, Lanny, Marion, Jeff, Mother Stokes, Annette, and Gwen. Just pray over everyone, and you can close us out, Vivian. Thank you. You may be on mute, Vivian.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sometimes it's hard to get off mute. Praise God. Father God, I do thank you for everyone that have lifted up their voice to you, God, in behalf of children and parents, God. We pray, oh God, for a turnaround, oh God, and we come against anything that may try to come against us, oh God, all those that have gathered here tonight under the sound of our weak voice. God, that you keep all enemies away. We rebuke backlash of any kind in the name of Jesus. Lord, pour out your blessings, oh God, continually on each one of us, name by name, because you know us by name. And Lord God, we thank you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We love you all so much. We're grateful you all came on. Thank you so much. Many blessings to you. Thank you. Love you, love you, love you.
Amen. We love you too, Miss G.
Love you, Miss G. Love y'all.
Love you, and love everyone. God bless you. All have a wonderful, blessed week. Thank God for you.
Bless all of you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all.
For me.